Blog Talk Radio.
To save us from sin and its consequences. You know, when you have sin, he's going to whip you if he loves you. You're going to have a consequence. I want you, sheep, as well as your invited guest, to turn to Revelation chapter 9, excuse me, chapter 12, verse 9. I want you to know this, and I have said it three times before. Who knows? I don't know. Verse 9, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. What does he do, sheep? You're right. He deceives the whole world. You have been lied to. You have been lied to. You may not recognize it now, but you have been told a big old lie. Angels were cast out with him. His saints and demons and all those bad things, they are with him to help him. And Satan wants you to worship him, just like I am worshiping our Father in heaven. I want you all to worship God, not Paul. Why would you worship Paul or follow Paul? He didn't create the heavens and the earth. Our Father did that. And right now, say a little prayer for myself as well as you listeners too. Our Father in heaven, I wish to thank you for your mercy and your kindness to me. For blessings, your blessings are greatly appreciated. Father, let my niece in D.C. know that you will keep her in perfect peace no matter what changes he has to go through in life. Find that in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, where it says that he will keep her in perfect peace if her mind stays on him. And that's what I tell her. When I had a big challenge in my life, or big challenges, I kept my mind stayed on him, and he helped me. Lord, we're having wonderful weather. We are experiencing wonderful weather. It's about 33 degrees, but it feels like it's in the 40s or close to its 50s. I want to thank our Father for protecting us sheep here in Detroit and in the world from natural disasters and from chemical disasters as well. I thank you for that, Father. Thank you for allowing us, Father, in our right mind and have excellent health along with prosperity. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. See, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. And I want you to know that we're coming up on holiday season. And I want you to know or remember the peace in heaven. You know that we are to keep the Sabbath. I don't care what your preachers have told you. They are misguiding you. Your souls are meant to save. And that's what I'm doing. You can listen to me as well as to your pastor. You have a mind of your own and believe who you will. But I will tell you the truth. You are to keep the Sabbath. And next, the Passover. And you'll say, what are you supposed to do? Well, you will find what you are told to do in Leviticus. This year will be on March the 31st. And then on the Feast of Unleavened Bread follows March the 31st through April the 6th. And then there is a man-made holiday called Easter that follows, I think it's on April the 1st this year. But I don't celebrate it, and I caution you not to celebrate it. Celebrate those holidays that Father in Heaven telling you. The day of Pentecost will be on May the 20th this year. The Feast of Trumpets, that will be on September the 10th of this year. The Day of Atonement, September the 19th. The Feast of Tabernacles on September the 24th. Let me say that again. The Feast of Tabernacles this year is September the 20th, 4 through September the 30th. And the last day, Great Day Feast, is on October the 1st. Now, you can read Leviticus starting in chapter 23. It will tell you these days, but they are located through the Bible as to what in these on these feast days you are to have lack of feast. And I didn't want to forget that the feast days. I'm trying to learn it myself. And I want you sheep to know what I know and as much as I know. I want you to remember that you are to keep the Sabbath. That's the fourth commandment of the 10th commandment. That is the fourth commandment. You are to keep the Sabbath day. That's a holy day. You'll find it in Exodus 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. Also, you are to start keeping Sabbath on a Friday evening and end it on a Saturday evening. I also want you, see, to have your three P's ready. If they are four handy, that's your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to jot down some things I say to you. Or, you know, just like I read to you earlier in the book of Revelation, I want you to know that we are fooled by Satan. You know, Satan has been kicked down to earth. And he is doing evil, so much evil in the world. That's why I have been reading Genesis to try to find out some of the things that he has been doing. And I will start reading Genesis chapter 7 and I read Job chapter 31. That's what I started reading, that because I had heard this preacher say something that I totally disagreed with. But if Jesus wanted to, or if God wanted to experience what the preacher had said, then it's his world. He can experience it, but he tells us not to, because it's an abomination. 31. Let's start reading from there. And it says, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? You know, that's wickedness. Iniquity is wickedness. Doeth not he see his ways and count all my steps? If I have walked in vanity, and I'm going to say this, falsehood has hastened to deceit, and that is ran to deceit or rushed to do something wrong or hurried to do something wrong. Let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity, or integrity, whatever he's blamed for. Verse 7. If my steps have turned out of the way, then my heart walked and mine eyes, and if any blot have clean to mine hand. But that is our thing, that stained his hands, or, you know, or stuck to his hand. Verse 8, then let me sow. That sowing is like planting something, planting a seed. Let me sow and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If my heart deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let another bow down upon her. That is to, I think he's saying, then let another sleep with her. For this is a heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity or wickedness or sinful thing to be punished by the judges. for it is fire that consumeth to destruction and rooted out of my increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me. Contended means to, here means to have a complaint against him. Then shall I do when God raises up, and when he his visit, when he visits it, what shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him, or did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld poor their desire, or have I caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsels myself alone, and the fatherless has not eaten thereof, or from my mouth he has brought up me with, he has brought up with me as with my father, and I have guided from her mother's womb. If I have seen my cherished for want of clothing, let me read that again. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not worn fleece of my sheep, and the fleece is like a wool covering of from his sheep. If I have left up my hand against the fatherless, when I saw my help in the gate, then let my arms fall from my shoulder blade, be broken from the bone. Excuse me, I'm going to stop right here. Someone is knocking at my door. Hold on just a moment, please. Thank you all for waiting on me. I had a guest, and I told him to come back later. Let's see. I left off. I don't even know where I left off at. I should have marked it. I think I left off at verse 22. Then let my arms fall off my shoulder blade, and my arms be broken, the bone, for destruction from God was a terror to me, by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I have made gold, I have said to the fine gold, thou art my covenant. If I rejoice because my wealth was great, and because my hands had gotten much, if I withheld the sun from shining, let me read that again. If I beheld the sun when it shining, or the moon walking in brightness, and the heart has seen, excuse me, let me read that again, and my heart has been secretly enticed, that means tempted, for my mouth has kissed my hand. This also, let me see, I have just a few minutes more left. I can't do all the things I said I would do. This also were the iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that above. If I rejoice at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, neither have I suffered my mouth in sin, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. If the men of my tabernacle sin not, that we had his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. Stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. If I covered my transgressions, transgressions are a sin or crime, as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, did I fear a great multitude, or did families terrify me, that I kept silence and went not out of the door? That one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that adversary would write a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulders and bind it as a crown upon me. I would declare, that is to tell, or to make known unto him the number of my steps. As a prince would, I would go near unto him. If my land cry out against me, or that the Pharaohs, that would be is like a ditch, likewise thereof complain. If I, without money, or have caused the owner thereof to lose their life, let thistles, thistles are like a thorn, grow instead of wheat, and cockerel instead of barley. The words of Job ended. So, and a cockerel is like, I have never seen stinkweed or know what stinkweed is. I forgot to read to you that last week, I forgot to read or start at on chapter 30, verse 28, where I left off at. And let me do that right now. I went mourning, and mourning is weeping or during grief without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation, I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. That means fever, with heat. So Job is saying that he is black. He is turned black. My heart also turned to mourning, moaning, and my organ into the voice of them that weep. And that was the end. And I want you to know that most of the people in that region are black or brown. Most people know this. So we should know who the misfits are over in Jerusalem. And it says that He made us people out of the ground. So everyone in that area should be brown or black, not white, as they were planted over there in 1948. They want you to believe that lie that Satan tells the entire world. And there are some things that I want you to know. And that is, like, I heard on the History Channel of that the Anunnaki, as well as I had heard this guy who comes on TV, who was of the Islam faith, who says that the Anunnaki made those people. He made he created a race of slaves, and we must understand that we are of the ground. We were of the ground, which is dark color, or brown, or black. White is not the color. They are maybe they are what the Anunnaki made. I don't know. And then, too, when I read in chapter 7, he tells the people to go into a boat. And I want you all seem to know Gilgamesh. Let me spell it for you. That's spelled G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-H from Mesopotamia. They changed that land. They changed the name of the land because they didn't want you to know. But I want to tell you what I know. Gilgamesh, his people over in Mesopotamia live too. And, you know, Noah is telling the story. I'm going to say a quick ending prayer, a closing prayer of protection. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your protecting us every night when we go to sleep, from protecting us from the evil one. Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, I say this prayer. You know, I have said your son Jesus' name so many times, but his real name is Yeshua. The sheep, I want you to know that I will be back to you next week, if it's God's will. And you'll find that in Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. If it's God's will, I will be back to you next week. I hope you have learned something. I want you to read Genesis chapter 7 next week, as well as Job chapter 7.
Help your children.
As much as I know.
And don't let them fall.
I want you to know
by the side
about the business of God. They
of the road.
From they invaded Rome. And I think they took our stuff from Rome.
To love one another.
Our business of God. There is spelled.
That heaven might find.
Oh,
in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He is love, and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
Salvation is
Jesus.